G-Eazy off the SBK Thursday playlist. G-Eazy from Oakland, California. Is that a G-Eazy curses?
Man, it says not clean, the clean, didn't it?
It does. It says G-Eazy sober, yeah. Featuring Charlie Puth.
Oh, wow.
And G-Eazy from Oakland, California.
He's drunk.
Also from Oakland in a beautiful convergence of things. You might know him from the Tampa Bay Rays. Hell, if you've been in this area for a long time, you might even know him from Brandon freaking Little League, where he played at North Brandon. Graduated from right here in Tampa, Sefner, technically, Armwood High School. Played baseball for Florida Southern College. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back to the show Sweet Swingin' 20 himself, Mr. Matt Joyce. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys?
Man, it's good to see you, buddy. Thanks
Likewise.
For being here.
Yeah, man, yeah. Thanks for having me on the show.
Dude, nothing but a pleasure. Let's get this pimped so that a lot of people out there can make their kid into the next Matt Joyce, the next Carl Yastrzemski, the next Dennis Eckersley, the next Frank Thomas for Seth.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to the Matt Joyce camp with other professional coaches and players. It's going to be at North Brandon Little League, his alma mater, January 21st. My God, if I'm looking at my calendar, that is a mere 3 days away.
Yep, this Sunday.
Sunday, you're right. Sunday. You're right. All aspects of the game, from fielding to hitting to all of this stuff.
Yeah, we cover everything. We cover everything. And usually we do 100 kids for $100. We actually bumped down the price to $65.
Nice.
Just to get more people, more kids involved. And, it's a little bit easier on the parents. I mean, obviously they have a lot to pay for already. So
sure.
But it's all for a good cause. Half goes back to Little League. Half goes to All Children's Hospital.
Oh, great.
And, man, it's been amazing. It's our ninth year in a row. And it's something that I just really look forward to every year, just to be able to give back to the kids, get around the kids, have some laughs, see what crazy questions they come up with and ask me.
How much money do you make?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's easy to look up.
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. I did just look it up, by the way, and he's paying for lunch the next day. So he's making significantly more
I'm
than
doing
we
okay
are.
For
you
myself.
Are doing all right. What does that feel like when you sign a contract for that much money? Like, are you like, yeah, I'm worth that? Or does it really, like, does it overwhelm you?
No, of course not. I mean, for me, the way I consider it is I've been working my whole life for it. You know, ever since I was in diapers, I had a baseball bat in my hands, and just year in, year out, just grind it out, work. And, you finally get to the point where you're able to make some money and you finally sign the contract and you have a lot of security for your family. And now it's just a matter of being smart with it and not going crazy and buying Lamborghinis.
You can get one, though.
Yeah.
A small one.
Well, I try to get in close with the right. Lamborghini people. Maybe I can rent it for a weekend.
Sure. Okay, that'll do it. That'll work.
Let me just take it for a
And are you involved in negotiations at all, or do you let your agent take care of everything? And how much is he supposed to tell you, and how much is he supposed to keep from you?
Yeah, you're involved. You're obviously involved with the final decision, and it's kind of one of those things that the agent tells you what the options are on the table, tells you his thoughts and what he thinks. And then you go from there. For me, it was one of the situations that a lot of average to slightly above average players have kind of they kind of got screwed over the last few years.
Right.
And for me, Oakland was a team that came at me early in the offseason, last offseason. And I was coming off of, a pretty good year with Pittsburgh. I was a fourth outfielder. I did a lot of pinch hitting, had a pretty good year with Pittsburgh. And Oakland came at me with a two-year deal. And when your wife's pregnant and you're about to have a kid and, you're kind of you have the option to have security for your family, then it's just hard to pass up. So for
no
me,
doubt.
As far as Oakland it was and tough as it was to leave the Bay Area here, I left it for the other Bay Area and it's been great.
It's got to be beautiful out there. On December 10th, I believe, 2010 that you left the Rays? Am I right?
No, 2014. 2014,
so a mere 3 years ago.
Yep.
And did you know that was going to be a possibility, Matt? Because you're from the area. You kind of have a home here. Did you kind of see the way the Rays business model is, the way a lot of people do, where they try to avoid paying guys too much money?
Of course. And I think there were some talks of it, and I think you're kind of aware of it, probably similar to the whole Longo situation where there were some talks, you're aware of it. But you don't know until it happens.
Right.
And it's tough, man. It's tough, you know, as a player to grow up in the area and play at home, and you have Sunday day game, then you go home and have a barbecue with your family,
yeah.
you know, and hang out with your friends and stuff like that. It's tough to leave home and leave your friends and family.
You bring up Evan Longoria, and you have an insight that none of us would be able to get. I mean, we've had the guy on the show a bunch. We bought his coffee, for crying out loud. But you can see it from a baseball player's perspective of you want to be honored by the team that you've sat through for years and years and years. You kind of feel like maybe you're worthy of having your number retired there one day. But then again, you kind of know the way the Rays do business, and you know that you're a liability if you're making too much money, and he was about to make a whole bunch more money. Do you think that the Rays should have done whatever they could have done to keep him, or do you understand why they have to let a guy like that go to kind of fit into their business model?
That's such a tough question.
Thank you.
Because I do understand both sides of the argument. Being, you know, growing up in the area and understanding, you know, kind of the significance that Longo's been to the Tampa Bay Rays and what he's brought to the team. I would have liked to see him stay here for his whole career, you know, but it's tough. It's tough. You know, I mean, we don't have the sellout crowds that it takes to keep, you know, a couple players that we've wanted to keep over the years. And you know, maybe it's one of those situations that, you know, they're able to build a new stadium and you know, in the future they can keep their top prospects and keep their main guys. And who knows what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, he got traded and it is what it is now. And it's tough to see him go. You know, I'll be close to him over in the other Bay Area. So.
Yeah, that is true. Friends out there. Does it strike you that fans get a lot more emotional about it than players do? Like, I understand, like, Evan's probably torn and he wants to stay here, but fans really seem to take this kind of thing personally and heap a lot of hatred on the Rays and organization and don't understand that a lot.
I tell you what, the players take it really personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get attached and you get comfortable you know, you just feel like that's your home. Especially if you played at a place for a long time, especially somebody like me that grew up in the area, this was my home. So it was tough to leave. It was tough to get the news that I was traded. And, you know, you got to move your family. I mean, you're moving your whole entire family. I mean, we have myself, we have three dogs and a baby, and we got to go from, you know, Florida, Tampa, Florida, all the way to the other coast and over by San Fran and Oakland. So it's tough. It's a challenge for sure.
Matt Joyce is in the studio with us. His baseball camp is Sunday. Proceeds benefit the All Children's Hospital and North Brandon Youth Baseball Organization.
Matt, tell everybody what you just got for what? MLB service of 8 years?
This is so cool. I've been a baseball fan for a long time, and I had no idea they even did this. So after 8 years, what did they give you?
After 8 years, you get a lifetime pass for you and a guest to go to any major league game for free.
Game.
And it's a little gold card. I posted it on Instagram. And, you know, it's cool, man. I tell you what, like, just kind of like receiving the card and I got a little teary eye. I got a little emotional because it's an extremely large amount of work and dedication and being like focused on one thing for your whole entire life. And to kind of get something in the mail that says, hey, listen, we really appreciate everything you've done, for us, you know, here's a little way to say thank you. It means a lot. It goes a long way.
Is that for any regular season game or is it any?
I think it's regular season. I don't think it's playoffs.
Show up at the World Series with that going high.
I might show up for the World Series after everything's said and done and be like, hey, I got this card.
We just got a tweet from a guy named Kyle who said, tell Matt happy early anniversary. His is a week before mine and we were on a plane together heading to Vegas for our bachelor party. # nice guy. Is that a true story?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the nice guy part.
Matt Joyce is in with us. Please go check out his camp. It is Sunday. You'll learn all aspects of the game. If you've got a little kid who you'd like to indoctrinate into big league baseball, this is a good starting point.
Yep. Matt, what'd you do? Your daughter just turned one, and what'd you do with her for her first birthday?
Yeah, we took her to Disney.
Oh, because she'll remember that.
Yes.
you got to get them in
that's
early.
That's more for the mom, though, right?
I'm definitely counting on her to remember everything that happened. We met Mickey. They had a full conversation. I didn't understand the conversation, but man, they had it.
That is something else. We were taking my son there when he was an infant too, and I'm telling my wife at the time, I'm like, why are we doing this? He's never going to remember it. Yeah. No, there's no recollection whatsoever.
Yeah, my wife grew up in the world of Disney, and it's obviously, you know, something that she's really adamant and
passionate.
Yeah, passionate about. So that was her thing, and we went you know, we did all this stuff. We stood in a line for 30 minutes for It's a Small World.
You don't get the gold card there? You can't go right up and go, hey.
I should have brought the gold
card. It might have worked.
You might have got something out
of it. Couldn't hurt you.
But
you get recognized at Disney when you go?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things that you just get so many people from all over the world that you just don't get recognized.
Right. He looks like a regular guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I didn't want to insult him by saying that, but you do look like a regular athletic guy.
And yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Hot regular guy.
What?
Well, nothing.
Okay, I mean, you just said that.
No, he's a good looking. He knows he's a good looking guy.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Matt did stage announcements one year at Next Big Thing when you were there.
Yeah.
What happened?
That was awesome, by the way.
Man, I don't know if that was Next Big Thing 5 or 6, and we were supposed to bring Matt up to introduce Chevelle.
Yep.
And Fisher would do all the stage introductions, and I'd go up there. I hated doing stuff on the stage.
Sure.
And we couldn't find Fisher. It was time for the big intro with Matt Joyce from The Rays, and we couldn't find Fisher anywhere. And I guess he was passed out in the VIP section.
Oh, of course.
So I had to man up with Danielle and just go, I have to bring out Matt Joyce on the stage. And yeah, Matt introed. It was Chevelle, right?
It was Chevelle. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Matt was a big fan of all the 97X bands back in the day.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was actually really nervous introducing the band. I mean, I was probably more nervous introducing the band and then going up, you know, standing in a box trying to hit, you know, 95.
Well, I mean, that started off you're now, what do you said you're an MC on the team bus now?
I am.
All about?
Yeah, I actually brought a little jersey for you guys. This is the players jersey from the players weekend, and we get our nicknames on the back. And obviously, you know, I've kind of been dubbed Sweet Swinging over the years, which is an awesome nickname.
Sure.
And I'm actually the MC on the bus for the guys. So I went with the nickname DJ SS.
For Sweet Swinging?
Because DJ Sweet Swinging. And so I do a little routine on the bus, if that's okay. I'll give you a little preview.
Oh, no, please. Let me, this is great. Let me get some music for you. Hold on.
Yep, yep, something like this. And I always go, yo, 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 this is your boy DJ SS Venti Trace. Can I get a yeah, yeah, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
That's what I like to hear, fellas. Are you guys ready to have a good time tonight?
Yeah!
So, and then we call all the rookies up to either sing a song or tell us a little story, maybe a first sex story or something like that.
Oh, I'm ready. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, go ahead, Rook.
All right. I lost my virginity when I was just about to turn 21.
Loser. Yeah, we need all the details. We gotta go through.
I put on Jack Johnson.
Okay.
And on a CD, and we made it through the first song.
Which was what?
I don't know. Whatever the first song on Brushfire Fairy Tales is. And okay. I said, when I got that, I go, man, that was quick. I hope it's at least on track number 2, and it was still on track number 1. This was it, Matt.
This is your Lose Your Virginity
song. Yeah,
yeah. Did you start from the very beginning, though?
Yeah.
And this is the point where you get booed back to the back of the bus.
Sit down, queer!
I am being real! If you guys don't like me for who I am, I'm going to play for the Giants! Screw you, Oakland!
That's awesome.
Probably doesn't normally go that weird, Matt.
Yeah, well, it's pretty weird. Sometimes it gets pretty weird. And
you ever get your manager to come up there?
No, we get separate buses.
Okay.
Coaches and managers are on a separate bus, but we definitely always have a good time and have some laughs. You hear some funny stuff, man.
I bet. Toughest pitch for you to hit?
Oh, man, that's out of the blue. Probably,
thank you.
I don't know, probably a left-handed slider, I guess. You know, that's probably why I don't play too much against lefties.
Are people, when you're out there in the outfield, and we've talked about this before, are people just out there reading off your stats? Because now people have access to you through Instagram, and they know what your daughter's name is and your wife's name.
It's only getting worse, yeah. Everybody, I mean, they come up with all kinds of stuff. And obviously, you get a little appreciation for people that come up with something creative.
Sure.
And
like what? Because I know they've said Joyce is a girl's name before.
Oh, come on. That's his last name.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's terrible.
I feel like that one's old, and you hear it almost every game. And I'm sure. Kind of like, all right, dude, get a new one.
You're going to heckle. Be creative.
Towards the end, I heard something like a girl was like, Joyce, I'm pregnant, it's yours. And then some guy goes, Joyce, I'm pregnant, it's yours. I thought that was pretty funny. But, you know, I mean, for the most part, these people are just wearing you out. They probably have, you know, a tough life, and they're just trying to take it out on you.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, they paid their money to get into the ball yard.
Yeah, you take it with a grain of salt, and obviously, you know, I mean, I haven't had the best track record this past year.
I told you not to bring that up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I tell you what, though, you have somebody come within 10 feet of you and yell a lot of stuff about you and your family, and we'll see how you react,
yeah.
You know, and you know, sometimes it's tough, man.
Yeah.
It's really tough. You get thrown in the fire.
What did they say something about your daughter, your wife?
Oh man, I don't even
the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, they were like, F you this, you F suck, you and your whole family can, you know, and over a game. Yeah, and it was just something, you know, I lined out the first and the eighth. It was just the eighth inning. We were down by one run and the guy made a diving catch, tagged first, and I'm walking back to the dugout and I have this guy yelling at me in the face and I'm just like, man.
Wow.
You know, I said some things that I thought, you know, were on my mind.
Turns out they were the wrong things.
Turns out you're not supposed to say those things.
Amends were made, and everybody's happy, and now, you know, we embrace diversity.
Besides yourself, who is the greatest player you've ever played with?
Greatest player in what regard?
What, best hitter, best pitcher?
Yeah, I would say best, like, player is probably Trout, man. Trout was just unbelievable. Mm. The stuff that guy did on a day in, day out basis was unbelievable. Mm. He did everything. I mean, he could run like the wind. He was like a little Mickey Mantle. You know, he could run like the wind. He had power at all fields. I mean, he hit everybody. Didn't matter who was pitching. You could throw an underhand, he still hit it. and he was fun to watch, man. He was a class act, a really humble guy, sat next to him, locker room, and he was great. He was great to be a teammate of.
Pitcher that you always feared, pitcher you never wanted to go up against, maybe not even still in the game.
Man, I tell you what, there's a lot of pitchers that just aren't fun to face.
Right.
You know, and I always had a really tough time with Sabathia because of the whole lefty. He had an unbelievable, tough lefty slider. So me facing him was always tough. I haven't faced him in years.
Right. And you know, if he brushes you back, you're not rushing the mound. Like, well, there's nothing.
I mean, nowadays, you know, he's just not throwing as hard.
Right.
I mean, when I was facing him, he was throwing, you know, 94 with a nasty slider. You know, man, he was tough.
He just re-signed.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Big dude, too. Boy, is he a gigantic man.
Yeah, he is a big guy.
You go to the Bolts game tonight? I noticed you're wearing your hat.
I got to support.
I'm not going tonight.
I've been to a few of them. Definitely have to support the guys, and they've been incredible. They're a lot of fun to watch, and love going to those games.
It's
so much energy.
It's got to be pretty neat from an athlete's perspective, too, to see how well-run the organization is, too, from the top down. You know, they're very community-minded. They seem to take care of their players, and they seem to appreciate their fans. Mm-hmm. They seem to do everything right.
No doubt.
Kind of the opposite. Opposite of the race. Matt Joyce is here. I said that, by the way. Drew Garoppolo said
that. When I was talking to Matt from my Lightning show, he was saying a lot of things the Lightning do now. He was telling the Rays back then, hey, you guys need to make more of this like a presentation for the fans and not just the baseball game, but all the things that go on before and after.
Yeah, a lot of it's just energy in the air. You know, I mean, I'm standing right field and I can hear a conversation that somebody's having in the outfield. You know, like, guys, just play some music in between pitches or something. Help us out.
So then I says to him, I says, Murray, I says, you know, it's like, all right, can we get some rock and roll going on here?
Matt, what former Rays of your friends were you able to get out there and come help you with the baseball camp?
Man, that's tough. That's a sore spot for me.
Oh, is it?
No.
I've hit a couple guys up. I hit Kiermaier up.
Okay.
And Kiermaier said it was his speed training day.
Oh,
rough. Well, no, nothing against Kiermaier. He's one of my favorite people in the world. He's honestly one of the best dudes you can meet. It's probably why he's so fast is because he actually trains speed all the time. I think I text Archer. I don't know if I had the wrong number for Archer because I didn't hear back. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say I definitely have his wrong number.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Has to be.
You mean reach out to Toby Hall? He texted me this morning. I can get Toby there.
Hey, Toby wants to come out. He's free, man. We would love to have him. We got other few guys that are either in the big leagues, kind of younger guys that are in the area, and I'm gonna try to get a few of them out there. And obviously, we always have help that are coaches in the area that are great coaches. So it's honestly great. It's a great event that I really enjoy a lot. I think the kids get a lot out of it, and all around, it's a fun time.
And by the way, that is this Sunday at North Brandon Little League, January 21st. All aspects of the game. It's just $65 a player. They divide them by age groups. All the proceeds benefit. Half of them go to All Children's Hospital. Half to the North Brandon Youth Baseball Organization.
And being a new father myself, I'm curious as to your answer to this. So you have 81 road games a year. Will your wife and daughter travel with you to every game? Because I'm sure
not every game.
Not every game. Okay.
No, I think there was a couple guys that do it. It's really difficult. They'll come to some. You know, they'll come to some. And being in Oakland, it's tough. The tough part, she doesn't really have any help with the kid. No friends or family. So sometimes I'll go on the road, and if she's not coming on the road, if I go to Baltimore or something where she doesn't want to go, then she's going back to Connecticut with her family. I'm going to Chicago, and she's coming.
Of course.
So that's usually how that works.
Go check out Matt's camp. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at SweetSwingin20. He's a great dude. He's on an Instagram at Joycer247 because he is a Joycer
24/7.
Yeah, he won't follow you back, though.
No, he won't. He doesn't follow me on Twitter. But I'm not bitter. It's cool. It's cool, Matt. We like you. Isn't it neat, though, to see Brandon, how much Brandon is building up now? I mean, they got Topgolf out there. Now they got the Dave & Buster's out there. It is a bustling metropolis out there.
Yeah, man, that's incredible. And when you were there. They got everything. They got the iFly there. Yeah. We actually did that last year in Arizona, and it was great. Man, I had a great time.
It's like skydiving without having to get in a plane.
Flying, yeah. I was flying. It was cool.
You ever skydive like from an actual?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, no, probably not in your contract.
I'm just on the. Yeah, it's definitely not in the contract. It's in the contract saying that you can't do that.
Right. Much like going on this radio program. Matt Joyce's camp is Sunday. Please go take your kids out there. He's a great dude. He's got a lot of insight on how to swing sweetly. And it is for all age groups, divided by age groups. $65 a player. The money goes to benefit North Brandon Youth Baseball and to the All Children's Hospital. They do great work over there at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Matt, you're a hell of a guy, man. Thanks for being here as always, man. Always great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
Me too. And coming up next, we've got an It's Okay, It's Not Okay, and it involves a new DUI standard. I just saw this where they're using actual science for DUIs. You might think that's good news until you see how little alcohol you have to drink to get a DUI. We've got that for you next on Drew Graba Live.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.